Recently in the Ketchikan Daily News, along with cars for sale and apartments for rent, an ad appeared. The Forest Service was looking for a buyer for 866 acres of old-growth trees on North Kuyu Island.
You know, no one would know about it unless you're, you know, reading the back pages of the Ketchikan papers.
Austin Williams says he learned about it from a Trout Unlimited member in Ketchikan. Williams is the director of law and policy for the organization. And he says what troubles him about the timber sale is where it's slated to happen.
Right in the middle of some of the most valuable and important fish and wildlife habitat in the region.
It's known as the Tongass 77, an area that serves as a major watershed. Williams says logging can cause erosion, creating problems for spawning salmon. Just a few years ago, the Forest Service repaired streams on Kuyu damaged by timber harvest from the 1970s, back when there were no regulated buffers along salmon streams. That's changed, and this particular sale went through an environmental assessment and a public comment period before becoming final 8 years ago.
But there's been no opportunity for public involvement since the decision came out in 2008. And, you know, a lot has changed since then.
One major change, soon sales like this won't be possible. The Forest Service is about to come out with an amended timber plan for the Tongass. And old-growth logging in these watershed areas won't be allowed. But Jason Anderson, a deputy forest supervisor, says sales that have already been approved, like the one on Kuyu, can move forward.
We would not have necessarily crafted this sale under the new plan, but we're also operating, you know, that we're in that changeover period.
Anderson says the Kuyu sale is happening now because the market conditions are right, and he's not sure how many outstanding timber sales exist like this. He thinks, compared to the overall size of the Kuyu sale, the trees in the watershed area represent a relatively small percentage.
And while I can recognize the concerns that are out there, I think on the whole, the transition spells out how a lot of this will occur in terms of bringing forward more young growth over time, being very deliberate about what old growth is offered in that time frame, and again, considering and protecting those watersheds that have the highest fisheries value to the region.
The Forest Service approved the Kuyu timber for export. That means the trees aren't likely to go to local mills, but Owen Graham says he's okay with that. He's the executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group. He says the Kuyu sale is made up of a lot of hemlock, a low-value timber.
Those chips used to go to the pulp mill. Now they have to be barged 800 miles south as well. And so it just is the economics of trying to harvest timber and manufacture it on a remote, high-cost island like Kuyu is pretty difficult.
Difficult because there are no pulp mills left in southeast Alaska. And Graham says the Forest Service's red tape doesn't make it any more cost-effective for domestic buyers. Still, he thinks the Kuyu Island timber sale is significant for the logging jobs it does keep in the region. But Austin Williams, from Trout Unlimited, says the public should have another say before old-growth trees are cut down in a watershed.
You know, one of the great things about southeast Alaska is that largely our fisheries are intact and our watersheds and streams are healthy and productive, and we have incredibly abundant salmon runs. But if we don't take care of those, you know, we risk to lose them.
The objection period on the amended Tongass plan ends this week. The Forest Service is accepting bids for the Kuyu Island timber sale until September 13th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.